Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk senior boys basketball player Cameron Thomas. And Cameron, the team's off to a 2-1 start right now. You won your last two games over Pella and Winterset. Three games into the season, it's still early, but how do you feel like the team is playing right now?
I feel like we're playing great. We got off to a good start. I feel like defensively we started real well our first game. Got in a little slump, just our last one, but easily got to bounce back and we'll be right back at it. I feel like offense comes easy when defense is playing well, so we just got to keep it up on the defensive end.
Right. That first game, I know you guys had some trouble with the turnovers against Ballard. That's come along, it looks like. I guess what ways has the team improved the most here over these last two wins?
Honestly, like you said, valuing the ball. We started, I think we had 19 turnovers in our first game, and an emphasis in practice has just been ball security and limiting those. And I think even against Winterset, we kept it like to 7. So that's just an improvement we've seen as a team. So
it looks like this year's team is going to be really balanced. You got the 5 seniors in the starting lineup. Probably nobody going to average 15, 20 points a game, but a lot of guys that can do that on any night. And then a lot of guys will probably score maybe 7 to 12 points a game.
Yeah, for sure. It helps. We got a big group of seniors, so everybody's going to contribute in their own way, whether it's rebounding, passing, assist, points, anything, you name it. We got guys who will step up any given night.
What do you feel like is your biggest role on the team?
Honestly, I just like to lead by example, and I say bring energy. So the other guys around me, when they see energy, that gets them going. And just in terms of, like I say, I like to be on the boards. That's one area I like to focus on, is getting rebounds, because then that can turn into offense and get the guys fired up. So,
well, you were starting forward as a sophomore on the team that went to state a couple of years ago. Now you're a third-year starter out there. What are you trying to give this year's team in terms of leadership that maybe you haven't had to do in the past couple of years?
Yeah. So this year, honestly, it's been taking a bigger role in leadership and just leading by example, like I mentioned earlier. Everybody's around you. They see what you're doing. So setting that example for those and just bringing energy, like I said, that's a huge thing. Once other guys around me, even younger guys, they see that, they pick up on it, and then that brings energy for everybody. It contributes to the whole team, and that's like the biggest piece, I'd say, is just bringing that energy, letting those guys see what I bring to the team, and then they all feed off that, and it works well. We got a good thing going.
Who are some of the guys that aren't with the team anymore that maybe you learned a little bit about leading by example?
Obviously, Reddick was a big piece. He taught me how to become a great leader, being a team leader on this team, and Aiden Harder. Those two were big pieces. And even a year earlier, Braden Carlson, he was a big piece of our team. They all taught me huge things about leadership and how to step up and be a part of that role.
Are you involved in any other sports and activities at Norwalk?
Yes, so I also do track. That's the one thing that I like to focus on outside of basketball season.
Again, we're visiting with Norwalk senior boys basketball player Cameron Thomas on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Cameron, we've talked about it a little bit already. 7 seniors on the team this year, including the entire starting 5. How tight are you guys out there? How fun is it to, you know, have that entire starting lineup made up of guys in your class?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a cool thing to be able to have a big group of seniors that stick it out all the way through. I know this group that we have, we've been playing together since we were little, so we've got great chemistry as a team, and it's awesome just being able to bond together with a group of guys that I've always been around. Like, I think this week we've already hung out like 3 times, and that just builds relationships around the team and helps you play even better when you're on the floor.
Yeah, you mentioned it, playing together a long time now. What are some of your best memories of playing basketball with this group, you know, maybe all the way back to when you were 4th, 5th graders?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, going way far back at All Iowa Tech, we played in the school team state tournament. That's got to be a top one that we won, and I really enjoyed that. There's not a whole lot of others that just stick out, just being around them all the time. They were such a fun group growing up, and it's been great playing with all of them.
Well, you're listed at 6'1" on the roster, but you play a lot inside. You guard bigger guys inside, and usually you're one of the top rebounders on the team as well. How have you been able to have that much success that you do, being a little bit undersized for your position?
I just say, honestly, it's just effort. You gotta go out there and want it more than the other person, and you just gotta have that drive. That's what helps fuel me. I'm not the biggest, I'm not the strongest, but when I go out there, I just have a drive that I want to go get the ball, whether it's rebounding or get a bucket, just have that mentality. If you play with that, it's hard to be stopped.
Were there any college professional players that you've looked up to that are maybe a little bit undersized that have had that same kind of success?
Honestly, just Iowa State as a basketball team, I really like watching Iowa State basketball and anything they have. And obviously on the defensive end, they pride themselves on defense. So that's a huge thing. And watching this year, honestly, Nate Heisey from UNI and UNI transfer, I've watched a lot of basketball from him. And he might not contribute some straight points, but he gets in there, makes winning plays when he needs to. And he's a 6'3 player. So obviously at the college level, that's a little short, but he gets out there and just works. That's what I like to see.
Absolutely. What are some of your personal goals this year?
Obviously, I'd say just continue to hit the offensive boards hard. That's one area that I like to. And then I know you said personally, but as a team, I'd like to see us make the state tournament. A lot of people, when we graduate, people count us out and don't like to think of us as contenders. And I want us to prove them wrong and show them why we can make it and go a long ways.
What do you think is going to be key to unlocking this team's full potential the rest of the way?
Yeah, I just think, honestly, like I mentioned earlier, the defensive end, if we can limit teams and control what they score and play our game, that'll lead to so much more. And I think we can be capable of so much if we just control the defensive end and what we can take care of.
All right, that's been Norwalk senior boys basketball player Cameron Thomas on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the season.
Yes, thank you very much.